A Yandina family lost everything in a house fire which started late on Saturday afternoon. One person was home when the fire began but escaped before emergency services arrived at the property on Buckle Street. About 3 hours later, they returned to the property after the fire reignited. Forensic investigators are looking into whether a heater located on the second level of the home started the fire. Maritime Safety Queensland will begin enforcing new restrictions in the Noosa River this week. New anchoring restrictions apply along the busy southern shore from Lake Donella to the Garth Proud Bridge for vessels that are over 5 metres in length, while boats that are smaller can still anchor there as long as they're seaworthy. The restrictions are so MSQ officers can begin the process of having abandoned or derelict boats removed and disposed of. The Sunshine Coast-based Lifeflight Aeromedical crew helped 600 people in the 2023-24 financial year, representing a 19% increase on the previous year. Our local crew spent more than 967 hours in the sky, responding to a wide range of missions, with the most common across the coast being motor vehicle accidents and cardiac arrests. Chief Operating Officer Lee Schofield says the need for the service is only going to continue to grow.
Over our 45-year history now, we've seen a consistent growth in the number of people that we're rescuing, which I think demonstrates the critical nature of the services that we provide.
And 239 Wises Road, or Wises Farm as it's known to locals, is on the market. Sunshine Coast News reports the 39-hectare site has been owned by the Wises family for more than 120 years. However, the remaining farmland in its entirety will now be sold following the passing of Peter Wise back in January. The land is zoned mainly for low to medium density housing.